Episode 63 of the fairest podcast of them all. We're taking it back this week. This is going to be a blast from the past as we're going to explore 10 iconic cartoons. Now, this will always be open for debate, but I believe these are 10 of the best and most influential cartoons of all time. To get us started on our blast from the past, we have H.R. Puffin Stuff.
H.R. Puffin Stuff, who's your friend when things get rough? H.R. Puffin Stuff, can't do a little cause he can't do enough.
Once upon a summertime, just a dream from yesterday, a boy and his magic golden flute heard a boat from off the bay.
Come and play with me, Jimmy, come and play with me. And I will take you on a trip far across the sea.
But the boat belonged to a cookie or witch who had in mind the flute to snitch.
From her broom broom in the sky, she watched her plans materialize. She waved her wand. The beautiful boat was gone. The skies grew dark, the sea grew rough, and the boat sailed on and on and on and on and on.
But Puffin Stuff was watching too and knew exactly what to do. He saw the witch's boat attack, and as the boy was fighting back,
he called his rescue racer crew, as often they'd rehearsed. And off to save the boy they flew.
But who would get there first?
But now the boy had washed ashore. Puff arrived to save the day, which made the witch so mad and sore. She shook her fist and screamed away. H.R. Puffin Stuff, who's your friend when things get rough? H.R. Puffin Stuff, can't do a little cause you can't do enough.
Like I said, with our first cartoon, we definitely threw it back. This goes all the way back to 1969. And this is a classic because of my mom. I know H.R. Puffin Stuff. And just a fun fact, in 2004 and 2007, H.R. Puffin Stuff was ranked number 22 and 27, respectively, on TV Guide's top cult shows ever. I have to include this in the greatest cartoons of all time list in our blast from the past this week because it was really a first. It was one of the first live-action, life-size puppet programs besides the Banana Splits. So while ultimately it may not be the greatest cartoon of all time, it was very influential and groundbreaking, so it has to be on this list. Coming in at number 9 on the list, we have a more modern cartoon, and probably not as influential, but personally this is one of my favorite cartoons, so I had to throw it on the list and give it a number 9 ranking, and that's the Rugrats. Nothing super special about the intro music, but Rugrats is something that I grew up with. Absolutely love the show. Nancy Cartwright, who voices Tommy, is phenomenal. She's going to be making another appearance in this episode later when we play another cartoon that she's very influential in. And for those who don't know, Rugrats has made a return on Paramount Plus. They're bringing it back, kind of rebooting the series because Hollywood has no new ideas, so we have to do reboots and remakes and sequels. But that's up for a different time to talk about, and we will not bore you with that. But that was number 9. And one thing I want to make clear on this list here, there is really no great way to rank, like, which cartoon is the best. So these are all interchangeable, really, in their numbers. There isn't anything too special about where they get put at on the list. But these are definitely 10 cartoons from the past that needed to be featured in this week's episode. As we move on to number 8 in this list, this is where we get into our more modern cartoons, but I promise you probably will still know these because I believe they're the most classic modern cartoons that we had. Specifically number 8 here, this didn't necessarily mess up kids, you know, but let me tell you, it definitely got in kids' head. There are times this show is absolutely freaky, but it's super awesome. And that's Courage the Cowardly Dog.
We interrupt this program to bring you Courage the Cowardly Dog Show, starring Courage the Cowardly Dog! Abandoned as a pup, he was found by Muriel, who lives in the middle of nowhere with her husband, Eustace Bay! Yeah. But creepy stuff happens in nowhere. It's up to Courage to save his new home!
Stupid dog! You made me look bad!
Like I said in the little intro, that cartoon is absolutely awesome, but man, it was really creepy. There were times when it was almost scary, especially as you're watching it as a kid. It's kind of freaky, freaked out a little bit. Keeping with our modern trend that one's going to start here for the next couple. Moving in, number 7 on the list. I believe it's a staple, especially for kids born in the 2000s. We got the Fairly Odd Parents.
Timmy is an average kid that no one understands. Mom and Dad and Vicky always giving him commands.
Bitch, what?
Do that room up in his room. His room again instantly. His magic little fish will grab his every wish. Cause in reality, they are his odd parents. Fairly Odd Parents.
Wands and wings.
Floaty crowny things.
Odd parents, Fairly Odd Parents.
Obtuse, rubber goose, green rose, guava juice, giant snake, birthday cake, large rice, chocolate shake!
Odd Parents, Fairly Odd Parents, is that you live when you are a kid with Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah, right!
We've got one more modern cartoon for you before we throw it back even more. This next one, again, coming from Nickelodeon. I've got a pretty good mix. Some coming from Cartoon Network, some coming from Nickelodeon, so on and so forth. But this is another Nickelodeon staple of, I would say, the early 2000s era. That is Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius.
3, 2, 1.
Got a blast!
Now that we have our more modern cartoons out of the way, it is time to, again, go back to the past. Now to start here, this one isn't necessarily a super long time ago, but it really goes to the 90s kids, the 2000s kids, and even kids today are still watching this show. This show just celebrated its 25th year anniversary. There is a very touching video out there of Steve from Blue's Clues, reminiscing about the time when he had to leave the show. I'm here to tell you, even if you think you're all, well, you're a 1999 baby or 2000s, you don't know Steve. Well, let me tell you, I know Steve, and I absolutely loved that video. You know, it made me emotional, I can admit. And I'm sure it did to many other young adults out there as well. So this is number 5, Blue's Clues.
It's me, Steve. Have you seen Blue, my puppy? Come on in.
Now, the theme song is short, sweet, to the point. There's not really much to it, but the reason it's making the list is not because of the theme song. It's making the list because of the show itself. Blue's Clues is an iconic staple. I mean, it has helped so many kids. And it's hard to find a cartoon or a show that is actually just flat out awesome. Even as an adult, you know, if Blue's Clues is still running when I happen to have a kid someday, I could sit down and watch that show. It's tolerable not only for children, but for adults as well. And it's been able to last 25 years. There's not many cartoons that are basically able to withstand the test of time. You know, whether it comes to television, media, sports, Father Time is undefeated. It never loses. But right now, Blue's Clues is putting up a good fight. And just with the recent coming back of Steve to celebrate the 25th anniversary, Blue's Clues was on my mind. Absolutely loved it as a kid. So it's making the list, and it's number 5. And we got to keep the train rolling. So coming in at number 4 is another classic kids cartoon. And I absolutely love this as a kid. One of my favorites. I would get up, I would try to cheer along, I would talk to the TV. Even though I knew it wasn't going to talk back, I was still doing what I could when this show came on. And that's Bob the Builder.
And Rolly too, Lofty and Wendy join the crew. Bob and the gang have so much fun. Working together, they get the job done.
Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, yes we can.
Pilchard and Bird, Travis and Spud, playing together like good friends should.
Bob the Builder, can we?
If you're in the younger generations, you may be thinking, well, Bob the Builder is not that great. Handy Mandy is. Well, I'm here to say right now that Handy Mandy is like a great value version of Bob the Builder. Not that there's anything wrong with great value branded things. But when it comes to cartoons and things like that, Bob the Builder takes the cake for me. While I absolutely loved Blue's Clues, I really loved Bob the Builder because honestly, it taught me to not quit. As a kid, you know, kids get frustrated. They want to give up. I mean, heck, to this day, there's times when I get frustrated and I just want to quit. I think, what is the point of me doing what I'm doing? And not to say that, oh, I think of Bob the Builder every time a situation like that occurs. But like I say, as a kid, I did. Growing up, I wanted to be able to fix it. I wanted to figure out the problem. And I love the Bob the Builder, the games and the toys. You know, everything about it. It actually taught a life lesson that is important. And honestly, something like that needs to come back in today's society because far too often do we teach that, well, if you just don't want to do something because you're struggling or you don't know how to do it, somebody else will figure it out for you. Somebody else can help you. Somebody else will fix it. But instead, we need to fix it ourselves. So I'm saying Bob the Builder needs to make a triumphant return for kids these days. And I hope that again in the future, if I have kids, that Bob the Builder does come back and is able to teach them not to quit and to figure out how to fix it. But again, I want to reiterate, if you're a younger audience and you're talking about Handy Mandy, go back, check the old film, and watch us some Bob the Builder because he is the true cartoon when it comes in that genre there. We've got 3 left. Bob the Builder took the number 4 spot. We've had a wide range and variety of cartoons dating back all the way to 1969. We've had some that are still on the air today. We're flipping back and forth from Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon. So you may be thinking, man, what 3 cartoons are still out there that haven't hit the list? And have no fear, Joshua Ferris is still here to deliver that list for you. Coming in at number 3 on our Blast from the Past top cartoons of all time, we've got Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby Doo, I see you. Pretending you got a sliver. You're not fooling me, 'cause I can see the way you shake and shiver. You know we got a mystery to solve. Scooby Dooby, be ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby Doo, if you come through, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack. Scooby Dooby Doo, here are you. You're ready and you're willing. If we can count on you, Scooby Doo, I know we'll catch that feeling.
Now, I will say this was probably one of the hardest to include on the list, not because it's not a great cartoon, because I wasn't sure which theme song from Scooby-Doo to pick, you know, because of the different variations of Scooby-Doo and how it's been around forever. There are many different themes and there's many different movies, many different sound clips. So I tried to just go with the classic version that just about everybody should know or would know. I mean, if you don't, I think you should. But Scooby-Doo, again, this is one of those that has stood the test of time and is still around. There's new variations, there's new animations, there's new movies, there's new partnerships. And it just keeps coming and going. And honestly, it doesn't get old for me. I could sit and watch Scooby-Doo. I can pull up an old movie, a new movie. More recently, the Scoob movie that came out not too long ago. Absolutely loved it. Thought it was a great film with all the Hanna-Barbera titles and characters in there mixed in with it. I absolutely loved it. It was super great, super fun to watch, able to reminisce on the childhood a little bit. Even for older generations, they were able to watch and see, oh, that I remember that cartoon. That's so-and-so. And they're able to just reminisce and have a good time. Again, this is another cartoon that you don't really have to be a kid to sit down, watch, and enjoy. I could put Scooby-Doo on the TV and be content to just sit there and watch it. And maybe that just means I'm a child at heart, but I don't take that as an insult. I feel like it's a good show. It's a good background noise. There's nothing wrong with it. And it's number three on the list because of the sheer presence it has across society and pop culture. It is pop culture phenomenon. It's not going away anytime soon. And I'm interested to see where the future of Scooby-Doo does go. With that being said, we have two final cartoons. Two left, that's it. And then we'll wrap up the show. Taking the number two spot on the list is another classic that basically has stood the test of time. I mean, they recently just appeared at the big box office again in Space Jam 2. Of course, we're talking no other cartoon besides the Looney Tunes. Again, like I said, another cartoon that has withstood the test of time, just the cultural impact and influence this cartoon has had. It's iconic. We have to throw it on the list. They're still making cartoons. There's so many different cartoons that have been spinoffs because of the show with each character. You know, the baby Looney Tunes, they've been in Space Jam, Space Jam A New Legacy, Looney Tunes Back in Action. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Of all the things that the Looney Tunes have been a part of, you walk around, you see people wearing a Toon Squad shirt, you see people wearing shirts that have other Looney Tune characters on them. Just sheer awesomeness, super great cartoon. So many gags and jokes have come about from the cartoon. So it absolutely has to be on the list of one of the greatest cartoons of all time. Not only because it's still going, not only because of all the spinoffs it has, but just the sheer... If you say the Looney Tunes, more often than not, people are going to know exactly what you're talking about. Now, that leaves us with one final cartoon. Who is going to take home the title to be the king of cartoons? That little dramatic pause there was to let you think on what cartoon it could be. Because think about it. We've had some old ones. We've had some new ones. We've had some kind of younger kids shows. We've had some kind of teenage type shows. So where are we going to go with this one? And where we're going to go is the fact that this cartoon has been around for basically ever. This cartoon has become an iconic staple in pop culture, and I would argue society. This cartoon predicts the future, okay? It is absolutely famous for how it's predicted the future multiple times. This cartoon is still running and doesn't look to be slowing down anytime soon. It has had movies after it as well. I'm pretty sure you've probably already guessed what we're talking about. Without further ado, the number one cartoon of all time taking home the crown for the king of cartoons is The Simpsons. In a few variations of that intro song because it's been around for so long, so iconic. I feel like it deserved the spotlight for a little bit. And again, showing some spotlight, I mentioned earlier in the show, Nancy Cartwright, who voices Tommy and the Rugrats, she voices just about anybody and everybody you could imagine in The Simpsons. She has at least like seven voices and is the key voice of Bart. You know, a lot of people don't realize that Bart is voiced by a woman. Nancy Cartwright is phenomenal, and she makes the show a phenomenal show. Now, granted, it's not just her who makes the show spectacular, but she has a large part to do with it. So she deserves to also share the crown for King of Cartoon because she does make the show. We've been through 10 cartoons. Man, we started with H.R. Puffin stuff and ran all the way to The Simpsons while we navigated to Blue's Clues and Bob the Builder along the way. Let me tell you, that is a list. That is the fairest list that there could be out there. That wraps up the show. You know, hopefully that you were able to find some memories throughout this podcast episode. There was a cartoon theme song that brought you back to Saturday morning, hopefully, or brought you to your kids Saturday morning. Whatever it may be, I'm hoping that of these cartoons, you are able to agree that they were the top 10 cartoons of all time. If you believe I missed cartoons that should be on the list, let me know. I'm always open for debate to explain my side and hear your side out. But that wraps up the show. Until next time, live life, hang tight, don't worry. We'll bring in another episode as soon as we can. But always like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your cat. Your cat would like to listen to. But like I said, until next time, watch a cartoon. You know, life is busy. Life is short. But it's okay to be a kid at heart and watch a cartoon.